Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me and Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm LaShawna.
And today we're going to be talking about parenting, different parenting styles, and discussing how each parent might parent a little bit differently and how it can affect the relationship sometimes. And it also could affect your children if they're kind of put in the middle of the situation. If one parent is parenting one way and then another is doing it an opposite way, that can cause a little friction. So we're just going to kind of talk about our parenting styles and just discuss some tips and different things like that that we came up with that we thought you guys might want to hear and we'd like to share with you. So I'm just going to start a little bit with my parenting style, what I do at the house. But me and my husband, with us, this is like one of our big issues. I would totally say that this is one of our big issues, is our different parenting styles. Last year, we were on a trip that we go to every year. We're getting ready to go again in February. And we were in a hotel. My children were doing, oh, Medina. Those little cups, we had breakfast in the room. Those little cups, you know, those little things of cream.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So she wanted to, for some reason, she wanted to open all of them, waste them, and put them in a cup and just make like this big mess. Mm-hmm. You know, just, and put some salt and pepper in there. You know, just some foolishness. So I was, you know, of course me.
The science project.
What? So I'm just like, I'm going to use those later. I can use those. What do you, Medina, don't do that, Medina. Don't make that mess. You might spill it on the floor. And my, just let her do it. Just let her do it. You know, so I leave out the room and I told her not to do it. I come back and she's still doing it because he's going to let her do it. And so then so then he looks up at me. He's like, "Oh, you know, baby, y'all gonna get me divorced." So I'm at, and I was like, "I'm glad you know that. I'm glad you know that this is where it's heading. If you don't stop it right now." So obviously, I'm the parent that's more firm, more consistent with the rules. I could be more patient at times. But I have a lot of stuff going on, so sometimes it's kind of hard. And my husband's more, he's more spontaneous. He likes to play a lot. He doesn't want to ruin the fun with rules and regulations. But let them get too carried away.
That a military kind.
What? And scaring my babies half to death because they ain't used to that. They're not even used to even hearing.
There's no middle me.
There's, yeah. So that's kind of how our parenting is. I'm more the one that enforces the rules. And I just feel like, you know, children need to learn early different, you know, ways to do things because you don't want them to form bad habits. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm usually always, even like, you know, not giving them candy at nighttime before they go to bed. I mean, just in case I forget to tell them to brush their teeth. Mm-hmm. Let's just not even go through that.
Right.
You know? Because they're going to get cavities. And what happened? Now she got a little baby cavity.
And I mean, how
I
you
can
feel?
Wait.
And how you feel?
He molded. He was just looking so embarrassed and so like, oh, dang. Yeah. Now they didn't have to strap my baby down to this harness, crazy looking thing so he can be still. Medina in there crying. Because they got her brother strapped with this machine with all this noise in his mouth for his poor cavity. That could have been prevented. But, you know, then I'm the one that's ruining all the fun.
Because I have a wet blanket.
Yeah. Here I come. And I'm telling you, that's just what they be looking like. They sitting in the den, having fun. It's after bedtime. Here I come around the corner. It's time to go to bed, you guys. Time to go to bed. 10 more minutes. I'll go in the room. I'm waiting. Nasheeda Medina, go to bed. And my husband, he's not saying nothing like, okay, you guys,
it's time to go to bed.
Listen to your mom. It's time to go to bed. So then I got it. Nasheeda Medina, get
you. Then you crazy.
Then I'm crazy. Because then he goes, why are you yelling at my children? They need some peace before they go to sleep.
Now you're the crazy
one. No, I'm the crazy one. I'm cuckoo.
Yeah, I'm definitely that parent.
Oh my goodness. I can go on and on with the funny stories about that.
It does. It goes on and on. And you have to put it back in their plate.
Yes.
And say, okay, well, you know what? You know, kids blame their parents when they don't have structure.
They do.
When they get older. Mm-hmm. That's what I was telling my husband, because I forget what, I don't remember what happened. It was something with the schedule, or it was something. You know how I'm about the schedule.
You don't play with this.
You already know.
Schedule?
Because I'm a big picture thinker, so I'm already like, they're going to fail out of school.
Yes,
Like, I'm all the way carried away. So it was something that happened, and I had to tell him. I was like, well, you know what? I know that your focus is being the cool, fun parent. I said, but, you know, when things don't turn out the way that they want them to when they get older, they blame their parents.
Mm-hmm.
First.
I said, they're going to say, well, I was just a kid. So why did you even let me do that?
Why did you even let me do that?
They're expecting you to hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was like, so if you're not going to do that, then just be prepared. When they get older, they're going to come to you. Yeah. And they're going to say, you know what? You didn't give me enough structure.
Exactly.
And that's why I got a ticket.
That's why I got a ticket.
Because you never put
You just let me do anything.
You let me do whatever I wanted to do. And so he you know, he was pretending like he wasn't paying attention, but yes. When we got home, guess what? He like, you better get that homework done.
Exactly.
And you better sit down at the table. And you better not, you better take a shower. And you better have your uniforms out. I was like, and I didn't even bust them out. I was
just let it ride.
Nope. Mm-hmm. I just had a quiet little party to myself.
Exactly.
I see you over there implementing.
I see you over there. Thank you. And thank you. I mean, thank you. Because it just saves so much frustration. Just like last night, I told Nasheed, I just bought him a little app this weekend, him and Medina. They're only like $4 or something, but that adds up.
It does.
You don't need every app you see. Mm-mm. So last night he comes to me, and it's an app, the same words and stuff. Nasheed, you already got 50 apps like this. You don't need another one. But this one does something else. No, you don't need that. And I'm not spending $5 more, right. Okay? So he goes in there to his daddy, and he gets the app. Now, I know his father heard me say that. I know he did. Maybe he did. But I'm assuming, because I was loud. Okay? And there's nothing, our house is not that big.
And so what he do, came and flossed on you?
Later, not until, no, this morning, he didn't do it. He already knew.
He flossed on you.
Yeah, and I said, now why would you do that, Nasheed? When I tell you no, you don't go to your father and then ask him for something when I've already told you no. Don't do that, okay? That's not a good thing to do. And he's like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, mm-hmm, no.
That's what you don't do.
But I'm just like, you know, little situations like that. Like,
it causes a lot of friction in the relationship, because it's almost like you're not being respected as a parent. It's like overriding. And I had to talk to my husband about that too. He loves to pull out his little male authority and do an override on something that he feels is not that serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? If it's something that's like not that serious to him, like them cleaning off the counter before they go to bed, taking their backpack stuff, their notebooks, their pens, clear that stuff. I'll put that in your backpack, because in the morning when it's time to go, you're not going to have time to do that. Mm-hmm. You're never having time to do that.
Yeah.
So clean that stuff off. If I tell you that, don't right behind when I say, go clean that counter off. Oh, babe, it's already late. It's already late. I ain't even that serious. So you go sit up there in front of them and tell me something that's not that serious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that makes it even worse. Because they're like, yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
But see, at the youngest age, they already know what to ask for from who.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, they, by the time they're my kids' age, they already have the program down to the T. So I used to go off about it.
Yeah.
I used to go off about it. But in my maturity, as I'm grown, in my spirit, and in my person, I pick my battles.
You have to. Or you'll be battling it out every freaking day.
So it's like, I just pick my battles, and I'm like, okay, well, this is not, like, detrimental. But then I had to tell him, too, like, like, when I say something, and he's, like, about to do a rebuttal, and I can feel it coming, I'm like, don't do that. This is serious. This is about their future.
Yes. Do not.
And then he'll be like, okay.
We'll talk about this one
later. But right now,
agree to disagree.
I'm serious right now.
Do not. I'm real serious about this. This is what I'm not playing about. Yeah, this is going a little bit too far. This is not about the coffee creamer. Okay?
Exactly. I mean, it can be really frustrating. just with the gender differences. And I think that if we just knew, like, the basis, that's why we wanted to do the subject, so we could do a little more research on what actually does work or what to keep in mind. Because in marriage and relationships and parenthood, we've all grown up different than our partners. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a similar situation, it's still in a different household. You may have grown up with two parents. He may have only grown up with one parent, mm-hmm. or vice versa. And so the dynamics of your family rules are totally different. So you're going into a new relationship with two different views on parenting.
Yes.
And if you never had children before, you don't even know what to talk about.
Exactly.
It's like you can read books and all those type of things, but you can never really be prepared for what you're going to get because you don't know what type of children you're going to have. You don't know their personalities. And so you're kind of, you know, at a disadvantage when you don't know. So you really do have to come together as a team and say, okay, what are your views on parenting? And a lot of stuff is going to be coming up as they get older.
Yes.
I know for me, I have a big issue with my kids spending the night out. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. my kids do not spend the night out.
I don't play that either.
I don't play that. Like, no.
You're
my husband grew up, you know, with his cousins and they spent the night out. And, you know, for friends, he's more like, no, they don't spend at a friend's house, but like for family, I don't care who it is.
Yeah, I don't either.
If it's not my mom or his mom or something like that, then I'm like, who is it? Who lives in the house?
Yes.
What's the situation? Do I know this person? Mm-hmm. I'm like, really don't play that when it comes to that. Wow. You know, and him growing up as an athlete, you know, they had Pop Warner and all the different basketball. And so they spent the night with each other a lot.
Yes.
For after games, for mm-hmm. pregame, you know, all that stuff. So that's how he grew up. For me, I didn't grow up like that.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to spend the night out.
No.
When I was younger. I always wanted to be at home.
Yeah.
So I never wanted to. And so my mom, she didn't even play that either. It was like, you came home.
Yeah.
Even slumber parties. It was like, you want to go to a slumber party? You can go to the party part. But when it comes time to sleep. I'm coming to pick you up. Yeah, I'm picking you up. And so we didn't even know that we felt that strongly about it in a difference until my son got old enough to go to summer parties or where he started asking if he could spend the night out. And I was like, no. And he would ask him. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Who's their parents? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so-and-so. Oh, it's for football. Oh, it's coach so-and-so. And I'm like, no, mm-hmm. I don't care who, what, where do you do so he can go where?
Yeah, like what?
What are you, for the cult, but he's like, yeah, you know, they having a team, something. I'm like, mm-mm. I'm not comfortable with that. He's like, oh, you just tripping, man.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. And I'm like, no, this is something that is like really serious to me. Like,
exactly.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, you just don't know.
You don't know. People are not going to tell you that I'm a psycho, child molester.
Exactly.
And they're not going to tell you that.
No.
They're going
to just pick it out.
See a lot of people, you know, and I'm not saying that every coach is like that. Of course, there's, you know, you can be any profession. But they say that a lot of, like, people that are doing, like, coach jobs, like, different stuff like that, if they're a predator, that's the perfect place for them to
heard about a lot of
have their, about their, for their prey. It's mm-hmm. people that work with children. Mm-hmm. You have to be cautious about people that work with children because you don't know what their intentions are.
Yeah.
Everybody's not there to be a great coach or a great teacher mm-hmm. or whatever. And I mean, they could be any profession. So I'm not just saying, you know, it's that, but those type of positions, if you could open your kids up, to getting molested or something, you know? So it's like, it is that serious.
Yes.
And so as they got older and I had to talk to him about that, I'm like, listen, this is my feeling. I'm not just trying to be strict. I'm not trying to keep him from experiencing life.
Yeah.
Some things are just not that serious.
No.
And that's one of the things that I feel like it's not, he don't have to do that to feel experience in life.
But he really doesn't.
He's not spending the night. For that. I don't know them well enough.
Yeah.
You don't know them well enough. And even though it seems innocent.
And nice and cool, still, we don't know.
We don't know. So we're not doing that.
We're not even taking the chance.
Exactly. And so those are things that you can talk about. And so he understood where I was coming from at that point. It
once
wasn't like,
broke it down,
once I broke it down, and told him, like, listen, you may never have experienced that. And so you don't see it as a big deal, but this is the type of stuff that does happen.
Yeah.
And this is where it happens.
Yes.
People are not, it's not strangers.
No, it's people
It's people that you know. It's family members, close friends, the family, is when it's happening.
Yep.
And it's better to prevent than have to fix.
Yes.
Because there's some stuff you just can't fix.
No, you can't.
And so he understood where I was coming from with that. And so he was like, okay, this is something that we can agree on.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the bad guy. I'll let them know it's me saying no.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't care. I'm the bad guy.
I said no. I'm constantly the bad guy. And this is why. Mm-hmm. And you don't understand it today, but you will eventually.
You will eventually.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, so it's just a difference in how you grow up and, you know, the experiences that you've had as a kid coming into your marriage, into your parenthood, and staying on the same page.
Yes, definitely.
You know, about what you agree with or what you don't agree with, or even like with homework, times you go to bed. Like, it's just so many different rules that you learn growing up that you're not even paying attention to, that you're not conscious of, having a lenient parent or a strict parent. It's like all that comes into play when it's time to raise your own kids.
Yeah.
You know, definitely. As much as you say you don't want to be like your mom, that stuff just comes up.
It definitely does.
Be your parent. Be like your parents. It's like the way you were raised, the things that you did like, you're going to try to implement those things.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely.
So it definitely becomes, it can be a big conflict in. It's all about the communication style, because I also learned that just from me, the way that I was talking about it or the way I was handling it was getting us more into conflict.
Yes.
Rather than, can we just talk about why I feel this way? It makes me feel uncomfortable when this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to understand me better than me coming in there and us arguing about, no candy at night. And my husband was big candy at night.
Yes. Because they think that's just like so fun.
It's just,
because I guess it's what they wanted to do when they were younger. And if they got some candy at night, it was like the best thing.
Ever. It was
a treat. Yes.
Like, and that's like their bonding time.
It is. It so is.
And so I've had to let that go. I've talked to my husband about it a million times. I'm personally done with that fight. Like, I'm just like, let your whole mouth rot out. I mean, because guess what? I'm not saying anything else.
I don't feel like I'm going to sleep.
So y'all stay up and have your little party. He's gotten better with it, with the candy at night, just because they have to get up early in the morning.
Yes.
And so they've been, you know, they stay up and they turn it up, and he's got to get up early in the morning. So he
it's time
to go to bed.
Summer is over.
Right. So the party is came to a minimum. It's not an everyday thing.
Yes.
Like when they were little.
It was every day.
It was like every day.
What?
Every day they're going to the Dollar Tree. Every day they're going.
Every day.
It's just like, you do not need to spend $20 a day
at the Dollar Tree
on snacks.
On snacks. And the children will snack it up. They're so happy.
I mean,
my children ate all their dinner last night. I told my husband this morning, I tried to do it in a nice way. Like, see? You know, I didn't say it, but like, see? I said, wow, Nasheeda and Medina both ate everything that she wanted second. And so did Medina. And I couldn't even believe it. He was like, oh, they did? He was like, oh, that's good. I said, yeah, because they didn't have any snacks before the dinner. They didn't have any French fries and flurries. Ice cream flurries from Jack in the Box. That's what they want to get every day after school now. No, that causes mucus. You don't even drink milk. You're not drinking a freaking flurry from Jack in the Box every day. Okay?
And some fries.
And some French fries. I mean, Medina was like, I'm starving when I went home. I was like, yeah, I'm glad. And I said, can I have a snack? No. You're going to wait and you're going to eat
a healthy dinner. And then you have your
all
full.
Your dinner.
Then you're too full to even have all the rest of that extra stuff.
Exactly. I mean, because they get snacks and,
treats.
You still need all that after dinner. And
not every day.
And not every day. You don't need that every day.
No, it creates a bad habit.
A bad habit. And that's one of the things that that I was looking up, and they were saying that when you do, if you guys are, you know, disagreeing with each other, sometimes it confuses the children. And they don't know, you know, which side to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Should they be on mom's side? Should they be on dad's side? Or they learn how to manipulate.
Mm-hmm.
And then that could be something that, you know, once they get older, it could turn into them manipulating other people, being dishonest.
Right.
You know, you don't want to
teach them
children,
that.
Yeah, teaching them that type of stuff. So it's just like, you know, I'm sorry right now. I'll just be like,
richer. Stop it, okay? And it always has to be one of those kind of talks, like you said, where I have to get myself
together.
Woosah, where I'm not. What did you?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Because so I that makes him feel like he's a child himself.
Yeah, like so I have to.
Like you're schooling him on being a parent.
He's not going to even listen to any of that. So then I have to get my mind together in my sweet, syrupy way. Yeah, you should. You know why? Because it's not helping. It's not going to help them grow into good adults. You know, we should work together as parents. So hopefully, you know, that helps. But yeah, and not disagreeing in front of the children is like a big one too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not letting them see you guys us go at it, you know, about something that they've done. Exactly. Because then they're just like, and they get all scared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, God, look what I've caused.
What I've caused is problems. I'm causing problems. I'm causing problems with my parents and yours.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's like one of their biggest words. Are they going to make it?
Are they going to make it? Because I just want ice cream.
Because I want ice cream? Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, it's bigger than that.
Exactly.
And so I was looking up some stuff, and on the Huffington Post, they were talking about like the gender differences and just the way that men and women are different. Mm-hmm. It's going to obviously affect their parenting style. And this is not just for every single mother is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's types of moms and types of dads. And like I said, depending on their upbringing, but there's an overall kind of like a role expectation
mm-hmm.
that comes into play sometimes with the parenting styles
mm-hmm.
And also just availability and things. They were even mentioning how now with the change in how, you know, both parents are working mm-hmm. or sometimes there's, you know, dads at home, that it is changing the dynamic of the family mm-hmm. and the roles of the parents, where the dads used to be the more disciplinarian, you know.
Yeah, right?
And now it's like transitioning more
that's
into
so
the dads being more of the nurturer.
Yeah.
Because of the role reversals in the way that people are, you know, so it's like we're more. Because
guess what, LaShawna? I'm tired.
Exactly. I'm talking about
that. By the time I get home, I'm tired. I can't take anymore. That's my prayer every morning. God, please make me more patient and loving. Because when I get home, I'm tired.
And also, they call it the second shift. So even though we're both working,
yeah,
when we get off,
we have a second shift.
It's still second shift. We have to handle that second.
Because you know what my husband, I'm sorry, you know what my husband's doing? He's taking his bath, and he's sitting in that damn chair, and he's watching that damn TV. That's what he's doing. Waiting for his dinner. Well, I'm doing homework. I'm still on my damn heels. I got this damn suit jacket on.
They talk about you right here. This is all for you. You got to read through this article.
I got to read
this. This is for you.
Woo.
This is for you, for understanding
right
and
there.
So there's a couple of... There's a couple of, like, categories. I'm going to run through them real quick. It's details versus the big picture. And mom is, like, the everyday details, like, with chores and scheduling, which
mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
scheduling. And the dad is more like the buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Authoritarian, but the buddy. Like,
yeah.
He will come into discipline, like, if it's
yes.
just got... I mean, they pretty much have to be, like...
jumping off the freaking
wall. I mean, it has to be, but... He will come in and have that final say
yes.
of like, no, it's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Leave your mother alone. Go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's like the, in the details versus the big picture, they were explaining like, we're more detail oriented as women, which makes us more prone to worrying about the chores. Who's going to do the chores? Who's going to do the scheduling? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, making sure that they're following a schedule. Men are more big picture thinkers. So it's like, okay, well, as long as they turn out all right.
Yes.
They're going to be fine. Who cares about the details?
They okay.
They don't have to clean off the counter.
Well,
that's not going to kill them.
Exactly.
They'll still be good citizens.
They'll be fine.
So it's just the details versus big picture, male versus female
mm-hmm.
type of role. Competition versus equity. men are more naturally competitive, and so they teach their children to take risks and be competitive. As where the mother, even though we will teach them the same thing, but taking risks, we also want them to know the consequences. Mm-hmm. And being competitive but fair. Mm-hmm. Like, don't just win at any cost. Teaching them more of the values of winning. Do your best.
Yes.
If you win, make sure it's fair. No cheating. Yes. You know, not just win. Win.
No cheating.
So that's the difference in the competition versus equity in the parenting styles. More men. It's not every man, so please don't send this on all you man and you this. Mm-hmm. No, we're just talking about generally. This is the way that it's been seen after research in competition and versus equity. And then there's nurture versus discipline, where the mom, who's the woman, is more of a peacemaker. Dad is teaching lessons. He wants you to learn the lessons after instead of the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
If you take that risk, but if you bump your head, learn the lesson from it.
Yes.
Moms are more like detail oriented, want to know what happened. What steps did you take?
Yeah.
Well, next time we should take these steps. You know, so it's just the style and just the gender roles that makes it different. Emotion versus detachment. Moms dig deeper and dads are more brief and to the point. What happened at school? I got suspended. What happened? I got into a fight. A mom will be more like, what happened? You got suspended? Mm-hmm. What teacher? What class was it? What kid? What happened? How did it start? Tell me from the beginning. You know, you want to know every little
detail.
So that's how we are. Emotion versus detachment. Like, they're more detached from the scenario.
Yeah.
They just want to know what the big picture. Okay, what was it? Okay, mm-hmm. This is what happened. This is the consequence for that.
Yeah.
We're more emotionally. What happened? How did that make you feel? Are you hurt?
You okay?
What happened?
I mean, all in it.
In it. And so those things, those like 1, 2, 3, 4, those four categories pretty much sum up like the way that men versus women parent.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of helps understand, like, okay, it's not that he's just trying to go against what you're saying, it's that he doesn't really pay attention to detail.
Yeah.
You know, so when you're looking at it from that point of view, we're able to not take it so personally. Yeah. Like, he's thinking that I don't know what I'm doing as a parent.
What? I'll think that.
What? You think I don't know how to be a mom?
Yes.
And it's like, no, it's not that. It's just that there's different styles, and he's looking at the big picture. You know, he's not looking at the cavity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's looking at the fun, the response he's getting from his children when he brings that candy in there.
What? I mean, he loves that. That makes his whole life.
And so if you can look at it from that point of view, it makes things much easier to understand and just take it into account to how they were raised.
Yeah.
You know, if they were raised by a single mom, if they're really close to their mother, if they're really close to their father, like, just in those instances. I know for me, I was raised by my mom. I have a great relationship with my dad, but I was raised by my mom. She was a single mom. She just had me and my brother. And her parenting style was very like, you have to be independent. You have to take care of yourself. You know, you have to do these things. Like, it's very important. Your education is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be able to be self-sufficient, because she was coming from a place of fear. You don't, you might be by yourself.
Yes.
So you want to be able to handle it.
Exactly.
You know, and so, and so for my parenting style, it was a lot like that in the beginning until I got married, until I got into a serious relationship. And then it was more like, okay, you have help now. So pick your battles, figure out what's important, and talk about it.
Yeah.
See what's life or death. You know, like, what's, okay, well, them staying up till midnight doesn't work, because then it makes them too tired to get up in the morning, which they're going to be sleeping in class, which is going to affect their grade, which is going to give them a bad grade. And so once they see this, how this affects them, then they're either, oh, well, I don't want that to happen.
Yes. And I always feel like I have to let something happen, like the cavity. See?
Exactly.
You give too much
hints. Yeah. Because it's like they don't really understand.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to take less personal Because I know before I'll be like, do you think I don't know what I'm doing as a parent? I was a parent before you. And then all that comes out.
I know what I'm
doing. And then I go, whoa. I know what I'm doing. I've been a parent for longer than you. You think I was a single parent?
Oh, my God.
I was a single parent with your first son.
How about that?
And then he gets pissed. Oh! I mean, he just gets all the way pissed.
Damn.
He gets all the way pissed.
I mean, all the way pissed.
And then I'm offensive. And yeah. You're belittling. And I don't went too
you
far.
You went too far.
Okay. So as I've matured and grown in my parenting, and then some things I'm just like, okay, it's just not that serious. Like, no, they don't need to go to the Dollar Tree every day to get snacks. But if they go like once or twice a week, who cares? I'm not going to get in the middle of that. It's like their bonding time, whatever.
Whatever.
You know, like you guys want to hang out with your dad and go wherever.
Yes.
Go ahead. Just do bring them. Yeah, do what you do. I trust you.
Yes.
Go ahead. Handle.
Get the little dollar stuff.
Get your little dollar stuff. You know. Hey. And then even when they were like babies, I feel like we were more in sync because they're younger, so they don't have like an objection. They're not really asking for stuff. Mm-hmm. They don't really know, so it's easier. But as they get older, mm-hmm. is when those styles really start to open up. Where you're just like, wait, what? You're gonna do what?
Yeah.
<I'm> gonna do because he's always been so helpful, even from the time my son was born. You know, he's getting up in the middle of the night with them. He feeds them. He's, you know, that's why they're just like so close mm-hmm. because. He was part of that nurturing period. Yes. Like, he's been there, cut the umbilical cord, you know, fed them up, pacing them at night, mm-hmm. rocking them in the little swing, sitting in front of the swing, doing belly time. I mean, you know? So he feels like when I'm coming in trying to tell him about something, he's like, look, don't treat me like I'm a baby daddy and exactly. I don't live with you and we haven't lived together and I haven't been here for my children. Yes. I know what I'm doing too. And so
and that's
like,
what
okay.
I was just thinking. Like, you know, well, I mean, you know. We could be on the other end of the stick.
Exactly.
We'll be looking for him. Where he at?
Where he at? Exactly.
These children.
Exactly. And so it's like you really have to pick your battles when it comes to that. Like, even there's some things that I'm like, I don't play about that. Like, we will definitely have to talk about it. And there's some things like, I know that when I come home, they're not going to be dressed. Mm-hmm. Their hair is going to be standing on their head. And that doesn't mean they've been in the house. That means that they've been everywhere.
Everywhere.
Looking just in their pajamas.
In their pajamas, looking just like that. My baby be at the barbershop, Walmart. My baby just looking crazy.
But guess what? They're with them.
They're with them. They're safe and they're happy.
Packing the bag. I learned that early. Packing that bag.
Yep.
Have the bag packed already.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect for them to pack the perfect bag.
No, because they're not.
They're not. That's little stuff that you're going to be pissed off about, their outfits. That stuff is, like, tedious. It's better to just have their time together,
mm-hmm.
Less candy, mm-hmm. you know, suggest less candy, more vegetables.
More vegetables.
Make suggestions. But, yeah, so they feel, it's like a frustrating thing for both of you because it's like we feel one way, they feel another way, but we're both coming from a loving place.
Place, definitely.
You know, so it's just about getting on the same page.
Yes.
And I also read another article. It was a journal, actually, journal entry from a girl named Meredith from Texas State University. She did like a questionnaire where she questioned like 300 people about how that gender differences in parenting mm-hmm. and what the bond was like. And she separated into three categories. Who felt closest growing up to your mom, your dad, or both? Caretaking growing up, was it your mom, your dad, or both? And who punished you the most? Was it your mom, your dad, or both? And I found the findings were really interesting. Consistently, the mom was, they felt closest growing up. And the caretaking growing up was the mom. And punishment the most was the dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of like, okay, but it was the mom for the most in a single parent home, but in the house where it was two parents, it was higher mm-hmm. than just the mother.
Okay.
You know, so it was like in comparison for single parent homes, it was the mother was the one that they felt closest to, mm-hmm. that did the most caretaking in comparison to single father homes. And but for two parent homes, it was even more. They felt closest to both parents.
Okay.
In caretaking and in growing up and in punishment was equal.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was like, mm-hmm. you know, they were able to take that balance.
Yeah.
And felt close to their both parents, and they felt just as loved by both parents mm-hmm. and more caretaking. And she attributed it to just spending more time and with the second shift.
Mm-hmm.
The second shift came into play. If, even if your mom worked all day, when she came in for a second shift, she made up where dad may have.
Mm-hmm.
He already done for the day.
Yeah.
He done picked him up from school.
Definitely.
He's already talked to them. He's already did all he's going to do for the day.
He's done.
He's done.
He's so, done for the day.
So it showed in the article that it's not that men don't want to spend more time, even though in the single parent home, the dads were came up ranking less. It was because they just weren't available because they had to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so they weren't there. And they don't have the second shift.
Yes.
They don't have that second shift innately. There's no second shift. It's like, I'm here to be the provider. This is what I do.
Yeah.
And they're just done with it. Mm-hmm. And they showed interest in wanting to spend more time, but it just wasn't happening because they were having to work and different things.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, with moms, I mean, it's, whether we're single parents or whether we're married, we're still putting in that time.
What? No joke. And I just was thinking about that the other day. Just like how we, if you're working, it's no freaking joke.
It's no joke.
I mean, if you have your own business, it's beyond the
It really is.
My husband said this morning, what did I say? Oh, I said that we were going to go out for our anniversary. You know, mm-hmm. get ready. We're going to hold hands. We're going to talk to each other. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, if you're not too tired.
Whoa.
But the last couple of weeks, I've just been exhausted going home. I mean, just so tired. So I was like, "Ooh, today I gotta get home, make this man some dinner."
Right. I mean, they give you some clues.
I mean, I guess by the end of the night, I'm just so
burnt because the morning is me too. I mean, because the morning, I feel like I'm my best in the morning. Like my mind is clear. I'm thinking.
I have some energy.
I have energy. My mind. I have so many ideas. I mean, I could take over
the world in the morning time
between like 6 and 10.
I am a master.
I'm dynamic.
What I do.
I'm dynamic.
But come 6 o'clock?
For me, it's like 3:30, 4 o'clock. I'm already winding down. Like, don't ask me important stuff.
Mm-mm.
Like, I have to already be handling the things that I knew I was going to do mm-hmm. that are on my list.
Yes. Because you still have so much to do.
To do. Because the kids have not even gotten home good to do their homework.
Oh, please.
So I have no more brain space.
No.
Period.
Whatsoever. It's gone. It's out the door.
Because even though my son has like basketball practice and stuff, and my husband, you know, he's active in that stuff, it's like, yeah, you're taking him to basketball. And you already know about basketball, so you don't have to think about it. Like, you know what he's doing right or wrong. You can talk about that shit all day.
All day long.
I mean, it's mindless for you.
Mindless.
That's like me going home talking to the children about their personalities. I wouldn't be tired. I know that like the back of my hand. History homework?
Yeah, I feel like
it. I mean, I got mad at my daughter's teacher because I was just like, this, there's no reason for them to be doing this.
Like, this is ridiculous.
This is busy work.
Yes.
Why does she have to do this for homework? This is stupid. I don't want to help her with it because it's just dumb. If it's math,
feel like this.
Or writing. I mean, we could do like a couple of reading comprehension sheets.
Yes.
But this is misery.
Well, yes. Man,
do
why?
This in class. You don't want to do it. And that's why you send
that's
it to
why
your
you
home.
Send it home. That's exactly.
Because they have to know some of this information like for whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
And it just takes too long. It's just tedious.
Yes. And husbands don't have to deal with all that. I don't know, I mean, think about, you know, the morning time when I'm getting the children ready. My husband's already gone to work. He's gone.
Right. He's gone.
Dad there. You don't even know what our morning looks like. I mean, it's insane this morning. But we're just trying to, you know, it's not always crazy, but it's just always.
It's never, a lot to do.
It's just always running. You're constantly going. You can't slow down because you can't be late.
Right.
You try to beat that clock at school.
And at a certain time. You know, you're backed into traffic.
Yeah.
Like, so there's a certain time. It could take either 10 minutes for them to get to school or 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because if I have to stop behind all these school buses on the way.
Yeah.
If I get that traffic, that high school traffic, it could take 10 minutes.
or 30. And that don't make any sense.
If I don't get out the house
at a certain
time, it can cost me 40 minutes back and forth. So, he doesn't know anything about that. And he definitely. And he don't have the patience for that. So, guess what? They'll be out of compliance because they wouldn't bring their homework. We got to go. Let's go. Oh, you don't have it? Oh, well, get in the car. Oh, you don't have your uniform on? Oh, well, please. Put them jeans on. Let's go. He don't have no
patience for that. Yeah, they don't. They really don't.
Savannah looking for her headband. Her choker, all that stuff. He'll be like,
he'll have no time.
Whatever. Let's go. He'll be crying.
Get in the car. Whole
day. Nasir forgot his basketball. Oh, he forgot his history. Something. Oh, his project. He has to stop in the morning to get a composition notebook.
It's all kind of foolishness.
I'm like, you need a composition notebook. Do you know a composition notebook costs $3 if you don't get them from like Walmart or Target during the school year? And you're asking me for that right now?
Right now, this very moment.
And you need it today.
At what time is it? 7:30, 8 o'clock?
I gotta get to work. I have to interview somebody at 9:30.
I don't have time for this type of foolish. They have no patience for that. They don't even know about it. So parents out there,
you're not alone. If you're a little frustrated with your spouse, just keeping in mind, you know, show some empathy. Recognizing that the communication is key. There are some like hardcore values that I know we each come to the table with that we're not willing to compromise, whether it be religion or just you can't spend the night out or just anything that will make a parent feel uncomfortable about. Those things definitely need to be discussed as they come up. You're not always going to be able to hit those notes beforehand. Like, you can think like, oh, when I have a baby, we're going to talk about it. Oh, when we have kids, they're not going to watch television. And our kids are not. I've had so many parents that before they had kids are like, oh, my kids are not going to watch TV. Oh, my kids are not going to be on the internet. Oh, no, there's not going to be any YouTube. Bullies. They are. They're already starting them at school. Exactly. So, for their computer free time, guess what? Yeah. They're on YouTube. You can't get away from it. Monitoring it, yes. Stopping it, no. So, as it comes up, just make sure you're aware that, there's going to be some times where there's going to be some differences. You're going to have disagreements. You're going to be hardcore set on the way you were raised and the way, you know, your mom or your dad did a certain thing with you. And just be open to new experiences as a parent.
Yeah.
Like, maybe listen to how his grandma handled something or his mom did things, you know, be open to your spouse and what their upbringing was. And you can implement some new things for your own children. You don't have to do it the way your mom did it or the way your dad did
it. Yeah, because it's all about being a different type of parent. I mean, because we just think about how you were raised from how you're raising your children now. It's probably so totally different.
Different.
I mean, just
the time.
Yeah, the attention I get from, that I give my children, I didn't get that type of attention from my parents.
My mom didn't even have time to give me that kind of attention.
No.
Even when my son got to high school, his teacher actually emailed me and was like, yeah, it's time to cut the cord, basically. And I was like, wait, what? Because he was 16 and he didn't turn in something. His progress report, he got like a D on his progress report. And I was like, wait, this is your math grade. Like, you have to pass this. It was like, I'm like, what is going on? Yeah. And so come to find out, he hadn't been finishing his homework on time. He was doing it in class. And so she was marking him down for his homework. And she counted homework as like 50% of their grade.
Yeah.
And so he had like a fail in the homework, not because he wasn't doing it, but he wasn't finishing it. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't doing all the steps that she wanted them to do. So you couldn't come to class, had to be completed. She marked it like before you came to class.
Yeah.
So even if you finished it, you didn't get full credit.
Yeah.
And so he was like getting a D or a fail in just the homework part because he was consistently not showing up. And I'm like, it's so hard to get an A or a B after even getting one fail or one D in your homework. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't even know that was happening until I looked at his grade because, his test, he was getting Bs, a B, or he may get a C, very few A's because math just was not his subject. But he would get like a B or a C on the test, but his grade was still like a D. And I'm like, how is this happening? He's doing his homework. Yeah, he's doing it, but he's not finishing it. Mm-hmm. And so it's considered incomplete even if you're missing one.
Yeah.
So I had asked her, like, okay, well, how can he make up the assignments? Like, is there anything that he can do? And she was like, no. He knows what he's supposed to do. He signed the syllabus in the beginning of the... No, there's nothing that he can do except for start doing what I told him to do. He has 2 more months to get his grade up. And this is like a warning for him because he consistently does whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
And he knows that he can't do it. He knows that he needs to have it all finished. If he doesn't understand, he needs to come to me after school. I'm available. Like, and she was just like, he's responsible for his own stuff. Like, he's 16. You know, I'm not trying to tell you how to be a parent.
But you need to cut the cord.
You need to cut the cord. Like, she basically was just like, you need to let him be responsible for his own stuff. And I was just like, oh, okay.
It's about that time.
So let it go. You can't just keep checking your kid's homework. She's like, what are you going to do when you can't call his job?
Yeah. Oh, I can't. Like the lady that came to the
Somebody came in here to fill out an application. Ooh. Well, to get a job, period. So and she had her mom with her.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was just like, we're not hiring you.
We're not hiring your mom.
Like, why are you bringing your mom? She's not just your right. And she was, like, giving her input. I'm like, what's happening here? Don't be that mom.
Don't be that mom. Please.
Cut the cord.
Cut the cord. And cut it immediately.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So funny. So, yeah, guys. Work with your spouse and, you know, try to support them on whatever their approach is. If that's possible, you know, compromise, like LaShawna said. Work together. And, you know, use those times, especially if your children are there and you guys do get into some kind of conflict in front of them, you can always use those times to let them learn a little bit about negotiating, you know.
Yeah, it's not all bad. Like, yeah, sometimes you have resolution. They have to learn that. Like, I don't agree with not fighting in front of your kids.
Yes.
Like, of course, like, name calling or something crazy. Ooh. Like, no, don't go there. You don't go there anyway.
Definitely.
Don't go there anyway. But any type of, like, serious fights, like, that are just, like, you know, are just kind of ridiculous.
Yes.
You definitely don't want to do that, but they need to see you disagreeing and resolving it,
definitely.
And even showing, okay, you know what? Let me be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, okay, it's not. You know what? It's not that serious. I'm just going to.
Yes, definitely.
But when they go to bed,
it's all. Oh, ass. We going to bring this back up.
Yeah, so a little conflict resolution.
Yes.
It is always nothing. Never hurt nobody.
Ain't never hurt nobody.
It's good. But it's just like, you know, real things that are just not kid appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, if you're arguing about something that.
Yeah.
Or that would make them feel like it's their fault.
Yeah.
Like something
definitely.
Like that.
Yeah.
No. No. But if it's just like, oh, I don't want to eat this for dinner or, you know, no on that or yes on that or where should we go or, you know, anything that's like things that they need to learn in conflict resolution. And just how to handle it without blowing up or taking it to a different level. Keeping it in perspective, not going low. And I'm just, you know, ministering to myself as I minister to you.
Because this keep on with me.
This is not easy. This is not easy stuff.
Definitely isn't.
But it's just really learning
practice,
how to control.
Practice.
Yeah, control your tongue.
It's you have like, a lifetime with this person.
Yeah, you don't want to say nothing.
And eventually, guess what? Those kids are going to grow up and they're going to be gone.
And then you'll have each other.
And you'll have each other again.
If they want you. If you cut them down too many times.
They might like, not want you
like,
no more.
We out of here.
They out of here. So am I.
They leaving right after the kids. They got their backpacks. They going to college. Yes. And they getting out.
Thank you.
I've seen it happen.
Woo! So yes. Funny. So, yeah, guys. That's it for parenting this week.
Yeah. So, I hope we were able to help you guys with a little better understanding. It's really based on how you want to do things. So, we really don't have a how-to. This is more of like an awareness and tips on what you could do or things that you can look up. Google it.
Yeah.
Definitely make it work for your own family. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own way of doing things and have different personalities and, you know, have their value system. So there's really no right or wrong way of parenting. Mm-hmm. It's just more of what works for you and your spouse and your family and your children. And so we're just trying to shed a little light. So if you feel like you're the only one that's frustrated and your marriage is not working because you guys can't get on the same page with the kids, just understand that it is a process and things are going to come up that you never anticipated. You know, your children are going to get into things that you may not even have ever expected as they get to be like teenagers and stuff. And so that brings a whole nother level of stress on how to deal with that. So just know that you're not alone, that, you know, we're all dealing with, you know, trying to figure out how to be the best parents.
Yeah.
So that our kids turn out to be great citizens. And definitely we're not judging anybody on how you do things. And it's really up to you and your spouse and how you want to handle it.
Yeah, just sharing our little info and our mm-hmm. lives with you. Okay, guys, so please, if you haven't yet, I know we say this every episode, but we're still very new in this. So if you could give us a rating or review on iTunes, we truly appreciate it. Only takes like 2 or 3 seconds to do. You can give us a rating, or you can give us a review. And then make sure you check out our Instagram. Give us a couple of likes. Share it with someone else, Modern Mommy 2. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Have a good one.